Brothers and sisters,
好吧, 我们先来读一处的圣经。
Let's first read some passages from the Bible.
格林多后书第九章。
2 Corinthians chapter 9.
格林多后书第九章第一节到第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 4.
论到攻击圣徒的事，第一节啊，我不必写信给你们。
Verse 1, for it is superfluous for me to write to you about this ministry to the saints.
因为我知道你们乐意的心，常对马其顿人夸奖你们，说雅各亚人预备好了，已经有一年了，并且你们的热心激动了许多人。
For I know your readiness, of which I boast about you to the Macedonians, namely that Achaia has been prepared since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them.
但我打发那几位弟兄去，要叫你们照我的话预备妥当，免得我们在这事上夸奖你们的话落了空。But
I have sent the brethren in order that our boasting about you may not be made empty in this case, so that, as I was saying, you may be prepared.
万一有马其顿人与我同去，见你们没有预备，就叫我们所确信的反成了羞愧，你们羞愧更不用说了。Otherwise,
if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to speak of you, will be put to shame by this confidence.
好，我们再低头有点祷告。Let's
bow our heads for another word of prayer.
我们在天上的父。 今天早晨，我们乃是奉你儿子的名，我们一同聚集在你的宝座前。
Our Father in heaven, this morning we come by the name of your Son before your throne.
我们要把赞美和荣耀都归给你。
We want to give you all the praise and glory.
你实在是在你的爱中拣选了我们。
You have chosen us in your love.
我们也把感谢归给我们的救主耶稣基督。
And we give our thanksgiving to our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
因着他，我们得以 与你和好,
because of him, we can be made right before you.
并且我们能够以我们的神你为乐,
and we are not apart from our God.
Enjoy to be with you. 主啊，我们实在求你来帮助我们,
Lord, we ask that you would help us.
赐福给我们,
bless us.
从你, 宝座上把你的话语赐下,
from your seat, would you pour forth your word?
借着你的圣灵, 能够把你的话语能够翻译在我们每一个人的心里,
that your spirit would be able to translate your word in our hearts,
使我们能够被感动,
so that we may be moved,
能够照着去行,
and we can in this moving go forth and walk.
我们这样祷告, 乃是奉你儿子宝贵的名,
we pray this in your Son's precious name.
Amen. 有一位 老姊妹, 主日的时候要去教堂, 敬拜神。
There was an old sister on Sunday morning who was going to go to church to worship.
她把要奉献的, 一块钱放在一个口袋的里面。
She put the $1 she was going to put as an offering in the pocket.
另外把100块钱放在另外一个口袋里面。
She put another $100 in another pocket.
因为她准备聚完会以后要去, 买菜用。
Because after the service, she was going to use it to go grocery shopping.
大家可能猜得出来发生了什么事。
You can probably all guess what happened.
那么她聚完会以后去菜市买菜。
After the service, when she was at the supermarket buying groceries.
然后呢, 要准备付钱的时候，从兜里掏出来的只有一块钱。
When she was ready to pay, she fished out of her pocket only $1.
所以她急忙地跑回, 回到教会, 教堂。
So she ran back to the church building.
伸手要往那个奉献箱里面拿钱,
and reached out her hand to go to the offering box to take out money.
那个负责奉献的人当然阻止他,
the man who was minding the offering box stopped her,
不允许, 随便拿奉献, 奉献给神的钱,
telling her you can't haphazardly take from the money that was in the offering box.
大家知道我们的奉献箱吗? 后面的, 我不知道放在后面一个木头箱子,
you probably all know all the offering box we have in the back, the wooden box.
你手是伸不进去的,
you can't stick your hand in it.
因为我们有意设计, 这么小一个缝,然后还有一个铁片挡着的, 你只能往里面放, 不能够拿出来的。
Especially designed so that there's only a small opening and then there's a metal flap so that you can only put things in and not take things out.
如果要开奉献箱的话, 需要用钥匙。
If you want to open that offering box, you have to use a key.
而负责奉献的人每次开奉献箱之前要祷告的。
And the brothers who mind the offering box before they open it, they have to pray.
因为他们非常认真。
Because they're very serious about it.
那么我们刚才念的圣经，使徒保罗认真吗？
In passages that we read, is Paul very serious?
保罗他哥林多教会就是雅盖亚人告诉保罗说我们要奉捐一部分钱。
And so the Corinthians told the church in Achaia that we're going to give you offering of money.
保罗非常高兴。
And so Paul was very pleased.
当时保罗是在马其顿。
But Paul was in Macedonia.
就给当地的弟兄姊妹讲，你看雅盖亚人、哥林多人要奉献钱了。
And he told them, look, the Corinthians are going to offer donations to Achaia.
你知道马其顿的弟兄姊妹他们非常贫穷。
You know, the Macedonians were actually very impoverished.
但他们在极穷的时候，他们还显出非常乐捐的厚恩。
But even in their poverty, they were able to give much
generously.
啊，
所以当他们知道哥林多教会也奉献的时候，你想知道这个彼此鼓励的心多，所以他们很激动。
And so when they heard that the Corinthian church was also going to donate, they were very moved and they were very zealous.
但是一年以后，哥林多教会没有行动。
But after a year, the Corinthian church hadn't moved forward.
所以保罗就悄悄地打发几位弟兄去哥林多。
So Paul sent stealthily a couple of brothers to Corinthian church.
告诉他们，你们赶快要把你们所应许的捐项准备好了。
Telling them that you need to quickly prepare what you the donation you promised.
万一有的那个当地的弟兄马其顿的人跟我一起去，看你们根本就没有准备，只是口上说，那该多惭愧的。
Lest if the Macedonian brothers went with me to Achaia and saw that you didn't have any donations, that would bring you shame.
我们的神，我们都知道是宇宙的主宰。
Our God, we know, is the master of the universe.
地上的万物都是他的。
Everything on earth is His.
我们所有的也是他给我们的。
Everything that we have is also given to us by Him.
为什么他需要我们奉献钱财给他呢？
So then why does He need us to give a monetary offering?
有一次我们在这个是个福音班聚完会以后，我们一起聚完会以后和一个福音朋友一样下楼去吃饭。
There was one time here in the gospel class that's up here behind us. I took a gospel friend down to eat lunch.
他问我说，你们教会的日常开支是从哪里来的？
And he asked me, where does your church get their daily expenditures?
Right. 那个是不是美国政府给你们有补贴？
Is it the US government gives you a reimbursement?
我说不是，都是弟兄姊妹奉献的钱。
I said, no, it's all by the offering of brothers and sisters.
他说那我也捐点钱好不好？
And so he said, okay, I can give some money as well.
我想他一下去吃饭嘛，他觉得好像捐点钱才合适。
So I think he must have thought I'm going to eat lunch, so it's proper that I give some money.
我说，除非你先信耶稣。
I said, unless you first believe in Jesus.
否则你捐钱，神是不悦纳的。
And if you donate money, then the Lord's not going to accept it.
我们都知道基督徒在钱财上的奉献。
You know that the monetary offerings that Christians give.
是为了神的教会在地上的需要。
It's for the needs of the church on the earth.
虽然教会我们都知道是属天的。
Even though we know that the church is heavenly,
但是我们今天还是在地上啊。
But today we're still on the earth.
所以我们有各种各样的开支。
So we have different expenses.
Yeah, 有比如说教会工人他需要有供给。
For example, the workers for the church they need a salary or income.
还有我们这个教堂这个 building 我们需要有各样的修缮。
And the church building needs repair and maintenance.
而且我们知道买了个新的会所还需要建造。
And we know that we have to build the new church building.
所有这些都需要弟兄姊妹的奉献。
All these things need offerings from the brothers and sisters.
我想我们中间大多数人可能都知道十一奉献是什么。
I think most of us here know what tithing is.
十一奉献就是把我们从地上各样的钱财的收入。
Tithing is taking from what we have accumulated personally.
比如说我们每个月的工资。
For example, our monthly income.
取出十分之一奉献给神。
To take out 10% to give it to the Lord.
有的人当然是按税前来计算。
Some people do it according to the tax.
有的人呢税后来算。
A pre-tax, and others do it according post-tax.
知道这是有差别的。
You know, there's a difference in the number.
不管怎么说美国有这么一个统计数据。
No matter how you look at it, there is this U.S. statistic report.
而在美国基督徒中能够做到十一奉献的不到9%。
In the U.S., Christians who manage to tithe doesn't reach even 9%.
当然我们中间的人我们不会去参加这样的统计的。
Of course, among us, we're not going to take such a statistical report.
但是我猜想啊。
But I think.
因为我在教会里面不负责财务，所以我可以猜想。
Because I am not in charge of the monetary things in the church, I think I can guess.
如果我们中间弟兄姊妹都能够做到十一奉献的话。
If every one of the brothers and sisters can tithe.
那么我们 Edison 那个新的会所早很快就会可以开工了。
Then the new church building in the Edison plot can start being built very quickly.
那我们的问题是为什么大部分基督徒做不到十一奉献呢？
So then the question is that why is it that most Christians cannot tithe?
当然原因可能很多。
There's probably many reasons.
第一个就是我们经济压力，家庭经济压力很大。
Number one, it could be that we are under great economic pressure.
所以想以后等以后有经济宽裕再说。
So we want to wait until our condition is a little better.
说不定哥林多教会就是这个原因，所以一拖再拖。
Maybe this is the reason that the Corinthian church procrastinated giving their offering.
那么有的人呢，可能心里没有那么大的感动，要做十一奉献。
Others maybe that their hearts aren't really moved to give a tithe.
所以偶尔啊，随便奉献一点点，只要良心过得去就好了。
So they give every once in a while, and whatever amount, as long as their conscience is clear.
我想大家都知道，我们这个新的 Edison 那个会所正在筹建的过程中。
I think everybody knows that this new church building in Edison is
under
construction,
planning.
And we know that we need brothers and sisters to donate more.
那么圣灵给我一点点的感动。
And so the Spirit gave me this feeling.
希望在今天和大家一同的来比较详细的从神的话来看十一奉献。
That we should take a look at tithing as it is in the scripture.
我们先从旧约来看，然后再从新约来看。
First we'll look at it from the Old Testament and then the New Testament.
巴不得我们的奉献啊能够讨神的喜悦。
Hopefully that our tithing would please God.
也蒙神的祝福。
And receive His blessing.
好吧，我们先来看旧约。
First, let's take a look at the Old Testament.
我们来看创世纪第十四章。
In Genesis chapter 14.
创世纪十四章十七节到二十节。
Genesis 14 verses 17 to 20.
十七节到二十节，对。
Verses 17 to 20.
亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕哈。
Abram or Abraham.
亚伯兰杀败基大老马和他与他同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在沙维谷迎接他，沙维谷就是王谷。
Then after his return from the defeat of the Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveh, that is the king's valley.
又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。
And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was a priest of God Most High.
他为亚伯兰祝福，说：“愿天地的主，至高的神赐福于亚伯兰。”
He blessed them and said, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth."
至高的神把敌人交在你手里，是应当称颂的。亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. He gave him a tenth of all.
好，我们再翻到后面一点点，利未记第二十七章。
And let's flip again to Leviticus, chapter 27.
对，利未记最后了，利未记二十七章第三十节。
The last chapter of Leviticus, verse 30.
地上所有的，无论是地上的种子，是树上的果子，十分之一是耶和华的，是归给耶和华为圣的。
Thus all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord.
我们再翻到民数记，就是接下来的一章，十八章，接下来的一本书，十八章二十一节。
Let's turn to Numbers, which is the following book, chapter 18, verse 21.
凡以色列中出产的十分之一，我已赐给利未的子孙为业，因他们所办的是会幕的事，所以赐给他们为酬他们的劳。
To the sons of Levi, behold, I have given all the tithe in Israel for an inheritance in return for their service, which they perform, the service of the tent of meeting.
好，我们最后翻开最后一本书啊，旧约最后一本书叫马拉基书第三章。
And lastly, let's turn to the last book of the Old Testament, which is Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章第七节到第八节，第九节。
Malachi chapter 3 verses 7 to 9.
马拉基书最后一本书，圣经旧约最后一本书第三章。
Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守，现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们，你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？
From the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return?
人且可读取神之物呢？你们竟读取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上读取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings.
因为因你们通过的人都读取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you.
好，我们暂时就都在这儿。
We'll pause here from reading.
旧约圣经最早记载十一奉献是在创世纪十四章。
The earliest record of tithing is in the Old Testament is in Genesis 14.
就是刚才我们念的这个故事。
The story that we just read.
以色列人的先祖亚伯拉罕杀败了诸王回来。
The patriarch of Israel, Abraham, came back from defeating the five kings.
所以至高神的祭司麦基洗德就去迎接他。
The high priest of the Most High God came out to meet him.
给他祝福。
And blessed him.
那么亚伯拉罕就把自己所掳来的东西取了十分之一，甘心乐意的给麦基洗德。
And so Abraham willingly and cheerfully gave to Melchizedek a tenth of his.Spoils.
我们今天到新约就知道麦基洗德乃是预表我们的主耶稣。
Today we know that Melchizedek typifies our Lord Jesus Christ.
知道迎接亚伯拉罕的还有一个王。Another king also came to meet.
Another king also came to meet Abraham.
Yes, 就是那个索多玛王。
Which is the king of Salem.
Yes. 你知道大家知道索多玛王预表什么吗？
Do you know who the king of Salem represents?
No, king of Sodom.
Oh, Sodom, sorry.
就当然是对，就是那么他预表什么？乃是预表代表世界。
King of Sodom represents the world.
你知道亚伯拉罕对他的态度是什么？
Do you know what Abraham's attitude towards him was?
因为当时那个四个王也抢了那个索多玛的东西。
Because those four kings tried to take forcefully.
Also took
forcefully from the king of Sodom.
就在亚伯拉罕打败他们之前。
Right before Abraham went to battle them.
那么亚伯拉罕就把他们所得来的东西，凡是属于索多玛的，全部给索多玛王，一分都没要。
And so whatever spoils he had from that, he gave it all to the king of Sodom.
但是亚伯拉罕也没给索多玛王一点点，自己属于自己的任何东西。
But he did not give anything that belonged to himself.
我想这个故事就是十一奉献的来源。
I think this story typifies the tithing.
Yes. 后来呢，神在西乃山给以色列人颁布律法。
Afterwards, the Lord gave Israelites the law at Mount Sinai.
那么十一奉献就成了律法中的一个典章。
And so tithing became a statute of the law.
以色列人在迦南地一切的收入要取十分之一来奉献给神。
And so everything that the Israelites had in income in the land of Canaan, a tenth of it would go to the Lord.
然后神再把这十分之一的奉献转赐给利未人和他的子孙做他们的那个酬劳。
And so then the Lord took this tithe and gave it in return to the Levites and their children as their inheritance.
因为这个还包括会幕的那个日常需要的。
Because it's also accompanied the needs of the tabernacle.
可惜当以色列人进了迦南以后，
But it's a pity that once the Israelites entered into the land of Canaan,
他们把十一奉献的律法忘了。
They forgot this law of tithing.
所以以至于那些分散在以色列中的利未人，他们因为要靠奉献养生嘛。
So the Levites who were scattered among the Israelites because they needed to rely on this tithe for their livelihood.
他们没有分到地的。
They weren't given land.
所以那个时候为了维持生计，利未人就只好到处流浪，给别人打工。
And so as a result, the Levites had to scatter and then work for others.
我想大家知不知道这是以色列的历史中的哪一个世代？
I think everyone knows that this is the condition in the time of Judges.
哎，是对，就是那个四世纪时代。
In the book of Judges.
总共有四百年之久。
This time lasted for about 400 years.
那个时候神的言语稀少。
And this time,
God's word is very
rare. God's word was very rare.
然后以色列人属灵光景非常暗淡低落。
And the condition of the Israelites was very dark and desolate.
当然，四世纪告诉我们，十一奉献不是问题的根源。
Of course, the book of Judges tells us that the tithing was not the root of the problem.
是因为以色列人他们个人任意而行。
It's because that the Israelites did what was right in their own eyes.
因为他们没有王，他们也不敬畏神。
Because they had no king and they also didn't revere God.
那么后来以色列人有了王了。
And afterwards the Israelites had a king.
就开始了也有四百多年的列王时代。
And so it began the time of about 400 years of the time of the kings.
然后呢就被列王时代结束就被掳70年。
And then the time of kings ended and they went into captivity for 70 years.
然后又回来重建耶路撒冷的圣殿和城墙。
And then they returned to rebuild Jerusalem's temple and wall.
这就是旧约的整个历史。
And this is the history of the Old Testament.
在整个旧约的历史中。
In the entire history of the Old Testament.
以色列人从来就没有认真做过十一奉献。
The Israelites never seriously took this matter of tithing.
不过有一点。
But there is this one point.
就是每当以色列人有复兴的时候。
Every time the Israelites had a revival.
伴随着他们的总是非常甘心乐意的奉献。
Then they would very cheerfully and willingly give this tithe.
甚至超过十一奉献。
It's even more than a tithe.
比如说在旷野摩西和以色列人建造会幕。
For example, in the wilderness, when Moses and the Israelites were building the tabernacle,
那个以色列人那个时候奉献的金银财物多到一个地步。
At that time, the donations that the Israelites made of gold, silver, and other materials was to such an extent.
以致摩西都说不要再送了，够了。
Even Moses said to halt the donations, it is enough.
后来在列王记世代，大卫和以色列人要建殿。
Then in the time of the kings, when King David wanted to prepare to build a temple,
他们为建造圣殿所预备的金银和各样的材料也是非常之多。
For the sake of building the temple, the gold, silver, and other materials that they donated was also very great.
你知道那个时候大卫有一个祷告。
You know, at that time, David had this prayer.
大卫就是列在至上29章记载在那里，我们不用翻那个地方。
It's recorded in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, but we don't have to turn to it.
你看哈。大卫是怎么说的？
What does David say?
他说我们的神呢？
He says, our God.
对，我算什么？
What am I?
我的名算什么？
Who are my people?
竟然如此乐意的奉献。
That we should be able to offer as generously as this.
因为万物都是从你来的。
For all things come from you.
我们只是把你给我们的奉献给你。
And from your hand we have given you.
最后到了被掳回归的时候，少数的渔民回到巴勒斯坦，以色列地。
And at the end of captivity, the remnant returned.
他们要重建圣殿和耶路撒冷城
墙。And they want to rebuild the temple and the Jerusalem city wall.
所以那个时候弟兄姊妹奉献，那个以色列百姓奉献也是非常之多。
And so the donations and offerings that the people of Israel gave was also very great.
但是在有了律法以后的一千年的时间的里面。
But after, in 1,000 years after the law was given.
仅有这么少数的几次。
There's only these few times.
这些重大的复兴，大家不知道注意到没有？
The important part of this revival, I don't know if you've noticed.
都是与圣殿与会幕有关的。
It has to do with the temple and the tabernacle.
而他们的奉献呢，都是甘心乐意的。
And their offering was given cheerfully and willingly.
可是在历史上只有这么少数的几次。
But in this history, there's only these few times.
所以到了以旧约的最后的时候。
So at the end of the Old Testament,
然后, 神就借着先知马拉基,
God used the prophet Malachi to rebuke the people of Israel.
啊, 严厉地责备他们,
severely rebuke them.
他说, 从你们列祖以来, 神这样说,
he says, from the beginning,
你们常常夺取我的东西,
you often rob me.
哎, 以色列人怎么回答?
And how did the Israelites reply?
啊, 我们夺了什么东西了? 不知道。
How did we rob you? They didn't know.
神回答说, 就是当纳的十分之一和我当献的供物。
The Lord replied in tithes and offerings.
所以神说, 咒诅才临到你们身上。
And that's why it says a curse is upon you.
大家知道吗? 因着马拉西所传的神的话,
Do you know that when Malachi sent forth the Lord's word?
在旧约和新约之间有400年的时间。
Between the Old Testament and New Testament, there's a period of 400 years.
以色列人, 尤其是文士和法利赛, 这些比较敬虔的人,
and the Israelites, especially the scribes and the Pharisees, those who were very fervent,
yeah, 就开始认真地做十一奉献了,
they very diligently started to tithe.
那么我们都知道, 后来新约, 啊, 我们的主来了,
so we know that in the New Testament, our Lord came.
新约开始了,
and the New Testament began.
我们的律法被我们的主成全了,
and the law was perfected, completed by our Lord Jesus.
那么我们都知道旧约里面有很多律法我们不用做了，比如说献祭的事。
We know that there are many laws in Old Testament that we no longer need to do, like the sacrifices.
那么我们的问题是,
so our problem is,
我们还需要按照旧约十一奉献的律法来行吗?
Is that do we still need to go by the law of the tithing in the Old Testament?
好，我们来看新约圣经。
Okay, let's turn to the New Testament.
我们先来看马太福音23章。
Let's first look at Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音23章23节。
Verse 23.
马太福音23章23节。
Matthew 23, verse 23.
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了, 因你们将薄荷, 回香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重的事，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行。这更重要，这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。Woe
to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier positions of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. But these are the things that you should have done without neglecting the others.
好，我们再看罗马书第六章。
Let's then take a look at Romans chapter 6.
第12节到13节。
Verses 12-13.
罗马书第六章第12节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 12.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王, 使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具, 倒要像从死里复活的人, 将自己献给神, 并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
然后再翻到后面第12章第1节啊, 这些圣经我们都很熟悉。
And then let's turn to a little bit further back, chapter 12, verse 1. We should all be very familiar with this verse.
12章第1节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们, 将身体献上, 当作活祭, 是圣洁的, 是神所喜悦的, 你们如此侍奉, 乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
好, 那希伯来书第7章,
then Hebrews chapter 7,
啊, 第1节到第4节,
verses 1 to 4.
希伯来书第7章第1节,
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1.
这麦基洗德就是撒冷王, 又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham as he was returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him.
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他，他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。
To whom also Abraham apportioned a tenth part of all the spoils, was first of all by translation of his name King of Righteousness, and then also King of Salem, which is King of Peace.
他无父无母无族谱无生之始无命之终，乃是与神的儿子相似。
Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, he remains a priest perpetually.
你们想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来的上等之物取十分之一给他，这人是何等尊贵呢？
Now observe how great this man was to whom Abraham, the patriarch, gave a tenth of the choicest spoils.
好，好，我们今天圣经暂时读到这儿。我想新约圣经最明确的提到十一奉献，就是刚才我们所念的希伯来书第七章。
I think in the New Testament, the most explicit mention of tithing is what we just read in Hebrews chapter 7.
这里乃是再次重复刚才我们从创世纪十四章所念的那个亚伯拉罕给那个麦基洗的十分之一的故事。
This is a repeat of the story that we read in Genesis chapter 14 of Abraham and Melchizedek's story.
但是如果大家仔细读这段圣经就知道，这段圣经的目的不是在讲十一奉献。
But if you carefully read this section, the main point of this particular passage is not the tithe.
Yeah, 而是讲到你得到这个十一奉献的这位大祭司麦基洗德，预表我们的主耶稣基督。
But to say that the priest who received the tithe, Melchizedek, typifies our Lord Jesus.
那么新约还有一处讲到十一奉献。
So there is another passage in the New Testament that speaks of tithing.
就是马太福音第二十三章二十三节，我们也读了。
It's the Matthew 23:23 that we read.
几乎同样的话记载在路加福音第十一章。
Almost exact thing is said again in Luke chapter 11.
那么主在那里责备文士和法利赛人。
The Lord Jesus is there rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees.
虽然他们因着马拉西的话他们开始做十一奉献。
Even though they were keeping to the word of Malachi and started tithing.
但是他们把更重要的律法给忘了。
But they forgot the more important portions of the law.
所以主说他们是假冒为善的人。
Which is why the Lord Jesus said that they are hypocrites.
大家知道吗？新约圣经关于十一奉献就这么一点经文，就这么几节经圣经。
Do you know that the explicit mention of tithing in the New Testament is just these two passages?
所以我们可以得出这样的结论。
So we can come to this conclusion.
就是从属灵的原则或者教义上来看。
From a spiritual teaching.
Yeah.新约并没有强调十一奉献。
From a spiritual teaching or doctrine principle standpoint, the New Testament does not emphasize tithing.
为什么？
Why?
为什么新约圣经是这样的？
Why is the New Testament like this?
其实新约圣经所强调的是我们整个人完全的奉献。
Because what the New Testament emphasizes is offering of our whole being.
在旧约神对以色列人的要求是十一奉献是律法。
In the Old Testament, God's requirement of the 10% tithe is a law.
那么在新约时代呢，神给我们的要求是全人的奉献，而且要甘心乐意。
In the New Testament, God's desire is a whole being sacrifice that's given willingly and cheerfully.
我们都知道神用重价就是他儿子把我买赎回来。
We know that God paid a heavy price in our Lord Jesus to buy us back.
Yeah, 把我们从死亡和撒旦的权下买赎回来。
To buy us back from death and Satan.
所以我们蒙了比以色列人更大的恩典。
And so we have received greater grace than the Israelites.
所以要与这个我们所蒙的恩相称的话，我们必须要奉献更多。
And so accordingly, of course, it is reasonable for us to offer even more.
这就是罗马书第十二章第一节这样说的。
This is what Romans chapter 12 verse 1 is saying.
他说我们要把身体献上当作活祭。
It says that we should offer up ourselves as a living sacrifice.
是理所当然的。
And this is a reasonable spiritual service.
理所当然 ，reasonable 还理所当然的。那么全人的奉献讲的不光是我们要在灵里面奉献。
This offering of our whole selves is not just speaking of offering in the spirit.
更重要的是我们在魂里面，在身体里面的奉献。
Even more importantly is offering of our soul and body.
大家知道吗？当初我们信了主以后
do you all know that after we believed in the Lord,
我们得到了两样非常宝贵的东西。
We received two very precious things.
第一样我们都很熟悉。
The first thing we're all very familiar with,
就是永生或者神儿子的生命。
Which is eternal life or the life of the Lord's Son, God's Son.
也就是我们常常说的，我们一次得救，永远得救。
It's what we often say that once you are saved, you are forever saved.
这是讲着我们的灵来说的。
This is speaking of our spirit.
但是我们还得到另外一样非常宝贵的东西。
But we have also received something else that's quite precious.
弟兄姊妹往往忽略了这件事情。
And sometimes we put this on a back burner.
所以我想问问大家，大家知道这另外一样同样宝贵的东西是什么？
So I want to ask you all, do you know what this just as precious thing is?
大家知道是什么东西吗？
Do you all know what it is?
除了永生以外，
Other than eternal life.
在加拉太书讲了，在那个罗马书也讲了。
It's spoken of in Galatians and in Romans.
就是我们的自由。
It's our freedom.
我们已经自由了。
We are free.
这是指着什么说的？
And what are we referring to?
这是指着我们的魂，我们的身体讲的。
It's referring to our soul and our body.
我们可以做任何我们想要做的事。
We can do whatever it is that we want to.
我们爱做的事情。
Whatever we love.
不管我们做什么，我们都有永生，永生不会再失去了。
No matter what we do, we have eternal life. We cannot lose it.
所以你是不是自由了？
So are you this carefree?
但实际上摆在我们的面前是两个选择。
But in actuality, there's two options placed before us.
要么我们把我们的身体献给罪做罪的那个奴仆。
And one is that we offer our bodies to sin and become slaves of sin.
让撒旦，魔鬼撒旦重新在我们的心思。我们的情感的里面来掌控我们。
To let Satan reoccupy our minds and our feelings.
也就是我们过着我们原来没有信主前的生活。
It's to say that we've returned to the life that we had before we believed.
你还是有永生。
You still have eternal life.
那么还有另外一种选择呢？
And what's the other choice?
就是我们把我们自己这个身体，我们的魂献给神。
It's to give our bodies and our soul and offer it to God.
让圣灵在我们的魂里面，在我们身体里面有完全的主导权。
To let the spirit have complete sovereignty over our soul and body.
罗马书第六章说是做顺命的奴仆。
In Romans chapter 6, it's to be an obedient, a slave to obedience.
那大家知道全人奉献的目的是什么？
Do we know what the purpose of this complete offering is?
如果我们是站在神的角度来看的话，
We're looking from God's perspective.
就是神要用我们这个人做一个器皿来成就他在地上的旨意。
So God wants to use us as a vessel to complete His will on earth.
然后使他得到荣耀。
So that He can receive glory.
如果站在我们角度来看这个目的呢？
From our perspective, what is His purpose?
就是圣灵要让我把我们磨成像我们弟兄刚才说的，磨成我们的主耶稣基督的形象。
It's that the Spirit would mold us into the likeness of our Lord Jesus.
就是我们所说的要成圣。
To be consecrated.
我们的魂得救。
And to have salvation of our souls.
Yeah, 或者说我们身体，然后我们身体得赎。
And the redemption of our body.
这是指着我们要成为得胜者。
So that we can become overcomers.
看到没有？这就是全人奉献的意义。
Can you see this is the purpose of a complete offering?
那么我们问题是
，So what the question is?
这个新约这个全人奉献和我们要讲的十一奉献有什么关系？
What's the relationship between this offering of our complete selves and the Old Testament's tithing?
好不好？我们来再读几处的圣经。
Let's read a couple more scriptures passages.
我们来看路加福音第十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
十一章。四十二节。
Verse 42.
路加福音第十一章第四十二节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 42.
你们法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷回云香并各样的菜蔬献上十分之一，那公义和爱神的事反倒不行了，这原是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
But woe to you Pharisees, for you pay tithe of mint and rue and every kind of garden herb, and yet disregard justice and the love of God. But these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others.
这些圣经就是和刚才我们念的马太福音二十三章二十三节是同样一件事情，只是记载的时候言词语上略有不同。
So So this verse is relating the same incident that was recorded in Matthew 23, but just when it was recorded, there are some differences.
大家注意一句话哈，主耶稣说：“这原是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。”这是指着十一奉献讲的。
Let's pay attention to this phrase at the end. But these are the things that you should have done without neglecting the others. This is referring to tithing.
好，我们再看路加福音第十八章。
Let's also look at Luke chapter 18.
二十九到三十节，往后翻一点点。
Verses 29 to 30.
路加福音十八章第二十九节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 29.
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们。”人为神的国撇下房屋或是妻子弟兄父母儿女。
And he said to them, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God.
没有在今世不得百倍来世不得永生的。
Who will not receive many times as much at this time and in the age to come eternal life.
好，我们最后来看哥林多前书第十六章。
And lastly, 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
我们今天读了不少的圣经，因为我们是要从神的话语来找证据。
We've read quite a few scripture passages because we want to take the topic from the scripture.
哥林多前书第十六章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1.
论到为圣徒捐钱，我从前怎样吩咐加拉太的众教会，你们也当怎样行。
Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the church of Galatia, so do you also.
每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着，免得我来的时候献臭。
On the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save as he may prosper so that no collections be made when I come.
好，我们的主说了一句话，在路加福音那儿，那也是不可不行的。
So our Lord Jesus said this phrase in Luke chapter 11, which is, these things you should have done without neglecting the others.
他因为用了双否定，不是不可，所以有时候读起来也要想一想。
So he used a double negative saying, these things you should have done without neglecting the others.
如果换过来，换句话说，就是十一奉献是应当，也是应当行的。
We can manipulate the words and say, in other words, tithing is something you should have also done.
我们都知道，主责备法利赛人、责备文士，不是因为他们的十一奉献。
We know that the Lord rebuked the Pharisees and the scribes not because of their tithing.
而是因为他们把律法中更重要的事情，爱神。行公义的事情，实际就是我们讲的全人奉献，把那些事忘了。
Because they forgot the more important things of the law, like love and justice. They forgot these things.
对，大家想一想看。
Everybody, let's think about it.
如果主要求我们全人奉献
，If the Lord requires us to offer ourselves completely,
为神的国撇下房屋、妻子、父母、儿女
，to put down family, house and home and children.
难道还需要强调十一奉献吗？
So, do we really need to rob them of the tithe?
显然，旧约的十一奉献已经包括在已经完全包括在新约全人奉献的里面。
So the Old Testament 10% tithing is already encompassed in the whole offering of the New Testament.
我们中间很多人可能都有这样的经历。
There are many among us who might have this experience.
当我们被神的爱激励。
When we were encouraged or moved by the Spirit.
那么我们那个时候往往就想要把自己全人奉献给神。
Then we very enthusiastically want to offer ourselves completely to the Lord.
我们立志，我也有这样的，要把自己奉献给神。
I also have this experience where I want to offer myself to the Lord.
你知道你将要面临的第一个试验是什么？
Do you know the first test you will come across after this?
就是十一奉献。
It's the tithe.
圣灵要让我们看你究竟是真心要把全人奉献给神，还是假意。
So Spirit wants to test you whether or not you are truthful in your offering of your whole self, or you are just faking it.
在新约圣经里面有很多这样的见证。
There are many of these testimonies in the New Testament.
使徒行传，比如说。
For example, in the Book of Acts.
或者说使徒的书信的里面。
Or in the epistles of the apostles.
你知道使徒的书信里面有一个特点。
You know that the apostles' epistles have this characteristic.
Right. 因为在前面主要的部分啊，都是讲属灵的事情、属天的事情。
You find that in the beginning of their letters, they talk about things, spiritual things.
And then, 在这个的后面，书信的后面呢，总或者末了的地方，总会讲到一些教会的事务性的事。
And in the latter part of the letters, they will talk about things of the church.
而且很多都是关于钱财上的事情。
And a lot of times they mention monetary issues.
不相信你去把使徒写的书信每个后面翻翻来看，你就知道了。
If you don't believe me, you can take a look at all the epistles and flip through them, and you will see.
第一本书信罗马书，你看后面很多讲到捐钱的事情。
First epistle in Romans, at the end, you'll see that there are a lot of things about money donations.
我们讲的那哥林多前书、后书那更多。
In First Corinthians, Second Corinthians, there's even more.
还有腓立比书，还有我们后面看到希伯来书，里面非常好的讲到关于钱财奉献的事。
In Philippians and then also in Hebrews, there's a lot of mention of monetary donation.
刚才我们念的哥林多前书第十六章也是在末了。
And then we.Just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 is another example.
对，最后一章，在那里保罗说，你们啊，每逢主七日的第一日，就是主日的第一主日。
So in that scripture, Paul says that on the first day of the week, which is the Lord's day.
个人要把自己的 income 那个进项哈，就是你看英文就是 income， 把它抽出来，免得献凑。
That you should put aside some of your income to save, put aside.、啊、
保罗说，捐得乐意的是神所喜爱的。
And that he says that God loves a cheerful giver.
我们都知道今天教会地上的光景非常荒凉。
We know that the condition of the church on the earth today is desolate.
就像旧约的十世纪的时代一样。
It's like in the Old Testament during the time of the judges.
绝大多数地上的教会都是很贫乏的。
The vast majority of the churches on earth today are poor.
神的很多工人都是很贫穷的。
Many of God's workers are also poor.
而我们这些末世的基督徒呢
？But and those of us Christians in this end time.
我们确实生活在一个压力非常大的时代。
We live in a time where we have a lot of pressure.
生活压力大，那个经济压力也很大。
Our pressures in our livelihood and economic burden.
我们现在因为孩子又要上学了，所以我们这个特别愁怎么样付学费的问题。
And we have children who are going to school again, and we have to think about how are we going to pay for schooling.
所以要拿出十分之一来奉献，确实很困难。
So to take out a tithe is sometimes very burdensome.
但是大家记不记得在圣经里面我们的主称赞一个寡穷寡妇
But do you remember that in the Bible the Lord Jesus praised a poor widow?
这个穷寡妇只是献上了奉献上两个小钱
This poor widow only offered two small copper coins.
你知道主怎么称赞她吗
But do you know how the Lord praised her?
就说你知道这个穷寡妇经济压力大不大
Do you think this poor widow's economic burden was very great?
主说他把他所有的一切养生的都奉献上。
The Lord Jesus said that she offered up her entire livelihood.
我想他那个时候他说我全部奉献给神了，神我就靠你了。
I think she was thinking that at that time, Lord, I'm offering everything, so now I rely on you only.
知道吗，弟兄姊妹们
？Do we know, brothers and sisters?
当我们敢这样奉献的时候
，When we dare to offer like this,
神就会成就大事。
The Lord can do great things.
在154年前。
About 150 years ago,
在那个费城
in Philadelphia,
有一位传道人啊，他想要给教堂附近的那些贫民区的那些小孩子开办主日学。
There was this preacher who wanted to build a Sunday school for the children in the impoverished area.
那么主日学开学的第一天
，on the first day of Sunday school.
就有一个小女孩，她的名字叫 Heidi Wyatt， 叫海蒂。
So there was a little girl whose name is Hattie Wyatt or Hattie.
她就来参加主日学。
She came to attend the Sunday school.
我想她可能你在贫民区的嘛，穿着衣服都是非常难楼的，都是破烂的。
So she's from the impoverished area, so I think that her clothing was very shabby.
那么他要想要进到教室里面去，但是人太多，他根本进不去。
She wanted to enter the classroom, but because there were so many people, she couldn't get in.
所以他就在门外蹲在那儿哭。
And so she was outside the door on the stoop crying.
那么牧师来的时候就看见他。
When the pastor came, he saw her.
就问他说：“你为什么哭啊
？”He asked her, "Why are you crying?"
他说：“因为我。”进不去啊，没法进不去教室上主日学。
And she says because I can't get into the classroom to attend Sunday school.
后来牧师就把他 带进去，然后找个地方让她坐下。
So the pastor brought her into the classroom and found a seat for her.
但是可能和海蒂一起去的很多小朋友，因为人太多进不去，所以都在挡在门外。
But there are probably also a lot of Hattie's friends who went with her who couldn't get in because there was just no room.
那么两年以后
two years later,
海蒂生病就死了。
Hattie got sick and died.
这个时候她的父母亲邀请牧师去参加她的葬礼。
And at this time, Hattie's parents invited this pastor to go attend her funeral.
那么在海蒂的枕头下面就有一个红色的破旧的小钱包。
And underneath Hattie's pillow, they found this red little money pouch.
Yeah. 然后打开来看，里面有五毛七分钱。
And when they opened it, they found inside 57 cents.
还有一张小纸条。
And also a little note.
小纸条这样写。
And the note went like this.
就是说把这笔钱拿来建造大一点的教室。
It's to take this money to build a little bigger classroom.
好使更多的小孩子们都能上主日学。
So that more kids can come to attend Sunday school.
当海蒂葬礼后的主日。
The Sunday after Hattie's funeral.
那么牧师就把这个钱，钱包拿来放在这个讲台上面。
The preacher took out this little money pouch and put it on the pulpit.
他把那个钱，真的是硬币啊，五毛七分钱很少嘛，就把它倒出来。
And these are coins. It's 57 cents. It's a little bit of money. And so he poured out these coins.
然后当着大家一个一个的钱把它数进，放在这个钱的放回到口袋里面。
And one by one he counted them and returned them to the money pouch.
他说，这是小海蒂把所有的一切都奉献了。
This is little Hattie's entire offering.
他死的时候才七岁。
When she died, she was only 7 years old.
七岁的孩子都不是坐在这儿的，在楼下上学的，上主日学的。
Our 7 year olds aren't sitting here among us. They're actually downstairs in Sunday school.
那信息完了。
The message was over.
里边的一位弟兄就上前来。
There was a brother in the audience who came forward.
给牧师讲。
And he said to the pastor.
他说我有一块很大的地想要卖给教会。
He said that's a big piece of land that I'd like to sell to the church.
价钱就是五毛七分钱。
Now the price is 57 cents.
当然弟兄姊妹也都非常感动。
And the brothers and sisters were also very touched.
然后他们一同的奉献，很快他们就凑足了25万美元。
And so they donated enthusiastically and very quickly came up with a sum of $250,000.
然后呢他们就把这个教堂建起来，就是今天你到费城去还看得见的。
And they very quickly built this church building that you can still see if you go visit Philadelphia.
这个教堂的名字叫 Temple Baptist Church.
The name of the church building is Temple Baptist Church.
后来他们在这个地上又建起了今天我们大家都知道的 Temple University, 就是圣殿大学和附属的医院。
And later they also built Temple University, which everyone knows, and its accompanying hospital.
所以我们今天讲到 Temple University 忘掉了它背后的来源是怎么的。
So oftentimes when we mention Temple University today, we forget its backstory.
小海蒂的五毛七分钱。
Little Hattie's 57 cents.
和圣经里面那个男孩子的五饼二鱼是一样的。
And the little boy in the Bible, the little boy with the five fish and two loaves in the Bible are very alike.
当我们能够甘心乐意的奉献的时候，
When we can willingly and cheerfully offer to the Lord,
哪怕只是一点点,
even if it's just a little bit,
给教会, 给神的儿女带来很大的祝福,
it brings a great blessing to the Lord and to His church.
旧约最后一本书,
the last book of the Old Testament,
马拉基书,
Malachi,
读圣经的人都知道,
those who read the Bible all know this.
这本书, 不光是指着即将结束的旧约时代讲的。
This book is not only serving as the ending for the Old Testament.
它也是针对即将要开始的新约。
It speaks of the beginning of the New Testament.
在这本书里面记载了神向着他的百姓那种令人痛心的呼唤。
This book has this heartbreaking calls of the Lord to His people.
好，我们来看看里面的几节圣经，好不好？
Let's read a couple of passages in there.
刚才我们已经读过了一些。
We already read a couple.
马拉西书，我们读第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
Behold, I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
这儿讲到的那个在我前面预备道路的那个使者，大家知道是谁吗？
This messenger to come before him, does everyone know who he's referring to?
施洗约翰，对不对？
John the Baptist.
后面讲到那位立约的使者，我们所仰慕的是谁？
And the one who is the messenger of the covenant, who is that?
Yeah, 是我们的主。
It's our Lord.
所以你能说这节圣经是关于旧约，不关于新约吗？
So can you say that this passage only refers to the Old Testament and has nothing to do with the New Testament? Let's read on.
再往下面看。
Let's read on.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他来的日子，谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧。
But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
我们在圣经的时候，我们能够感觉到，不光是讲到新约时代，而且讲到主耶稣第二次再来了。所以说，你能说这段圣经不 apply 到我们今天吗？
Get,
不，所以我们今天不需要去看吗？
Get,
不需要做吗？
Do you get this feeling that this verse not only refers to the New Testament, but also refers to the second coming of our Lord? So can you really say that this doesn't apply to us today?
第四节。
Verse 4.
第三节，对不起。
Verse 3.
他必坐下如炼尽银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。
He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness.
这讲到利未人，我们今天都是祭司，我们都是利未人，我们都是服侍神的。
This speaks of the Levites, and today we are all priests, we are all Levites who serve the Lord.
那时犹大和耶路撒冷所献的供物必蒙耶和华的悦纳，仿佛古时之日上古之年。
Then the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years.
仿佛古时之日上古之年是指着什么说的？
And it refers to the days of old and in former years. What is it referring to?
当然是亚伯拉罕给麦基洗德的十一奉献，当然是大卫他们为了建圣殿的时候那样热心的奉献。
Refers to the time when Abraham tithed 10% to Melchizedek, or when the Israelites donated for the building of the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹，你们去看他们，你们知道他们都不是靠着，不是按照律法，他们是甘心乐意的奉献的。
When you look at those examples, you know that they're not tithing in accordance with the law, but they are tithing out of cheerfulness and willingness.
我们刚才已经念了第七节、八节、九节，我们就念第十节，好不好？
We already read verses 7 through 9, so let's read verse 10.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入库房、仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我，是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows.
当然这些圣经 能够应用到我们今天的身上。
Because we can apply this verse to ourselves today as well.
从第三章一读下来，你都知道是指着我们今天讲的。
If you read from chapter 3, you can know that everything applies to us today.
这些圣经告诉我们。
The scripture passage tells us,
神为了让他的儿女能够甘心乐意的奉献。
For the sake of the children giving their offerings willingly and freely,
他把十一奉献和他的祝福能够连在一起。
He connected tithing and his blessing.
他说，你们以此来试试我。
And he says, test me now in this.
是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until no more can fit in.
其实我们的主耶稣也说了同样的话。
You know that our Lord Jesus said the same thing.
刚才念的路加福音第十八章。
That we read in Luke chapter 18.
他说， 我实在告诉你们，人为神的国撇下房屋、妻子、弟兄、父母、儿女的。
He says that truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God.
他接下来这句话是怎么说的
？And what does he say right after this?
没有在今世，就是我们今天，就是我们活着的时代，没有在今世不得百倍。
Who will not receive many times as much in this time? So this time where we are here in the here and now.
在来世不得永生的。
And in ages to come, eternal life.
来世是什么
？What's in the ages to come?
来世不是永世啊。
Isn't it eternal life?
来世讲到国度。
It's referring to the kingdom.
The coming age 是国度。
The coming age is the kingdom.
我们知道我们早就有永生了，这为什么说来世的永生呢？
We already know that we have eternal life, so why does this part say ages to come eternal life?
在来世我们要首先复活，如果我们做到。
In the coming age, we will be resurrected.
我们就首先进入永生。
And we will first enter into eternal life.
我们有了复活的身体。
We have a resurrected body.
这乃是指着我们魂的得救，我们身体的得赎。我们到国度的时候我们就进入了。
And this is when our soul will be saved and the redemption of our body. Everything will be complete when we enter the kingdom.
这就是我们中间常常说的，我们要做得胜者。
And this is what we often say among us. We want to be overcomers.
好吧，我们就结束今天的聚会，我们有祷告。
Here ends today's sharing. Let's have a word of prayer.
父啊，我们实在是祈求你。
Father, we do ask of you.
把刚才我们所读的你的话语
that the words that we just read
借着你圣灵的大能
by the power of your spirit
能够感动在我们的心里面
it would move our hearts
我们今天常常听见人说
we often hear today people say
引用我们的主的话说
according to the word of our Lord
所以该杀该杀的东西要归给该杀
That we should give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
但我们常常却忘了，属于神的东西也该归给神。
But we often forget to give the Lord what is His.
所以我们实在是求神给我们甘心乐意的心。
So Lord, we do ask that you would give us this willing and cheerful heart.
给我们恩典。
Give us grace.
让我们实在能够甘心乐意的把属神的东西归给神。
So that we can willing and cheerfully give to our Lord what is His.
好使我们的奉献能够讨神的喜悦。
And that our offering would be pleasing.
能够蒙神的祝福。
And so give us His blessing.
这样祷告，乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.